Conservative activists protest Bed Bath & Beyond for canceling My Pillow. By Joel B. Polak on January 26, 2021. A group of conservative activists carried out a protest against Bed Bath & Beyond store in Larkspur, California. On Tuesday, after the chain store dropped My Pillow products over founder Mike Lindell's criticism of the 2020 election. Activists shopped throughout the store, filling up their carts, then abandoned them, leaving notes behind criticizing Bed Bath & Beyond for being part of the cancel culture, and urging the chain to restock Lindell's popular products. The activists are part of the Media Action Network, founded by former Fox News executive Ken LaCorte. A reporter from the San Francisco Chronicle was reportedly in attendance. In a statement, the group said, "The Media Action Network has launched a basket boycott and petition against Bed Bath & Beyond after it announced it was pulling My Pillows due to CEO Mike Lindell's politics. We're encouraging patriots to visit their local Bed Bath & Beyond, fill up a shopping cart, then abandon it with our statement about free speech. And never shop there again until CEO Mark Tritton reverses his decision. This isn't about pillows. It's about the continual punishment of conservative speech," said Media Action Network founder Ken LaCorte. "And we've had enough. Every time we turn around, another conservative has been silenced under false pretenses of haterisms or the most recent offense du jour. We're fighting back." LaCorte added that this was a form of a peaceful protest that will create discomfort while preserving jobs and businesses. He said it would be the first of many such actions. Lindell has been a staunch supporter of former President Donald Trump, and argued earlier this month that the 2020 election was fraudulent. He has since been removed from social media platforms. Joel B. Polak is senior editor at large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is How Not to Be a SH. The Old Country, Lessons from South Africa. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.